A man rides into town on a Monday. He stays for 3 days and leaves on a Monday. How is this possible? His horse is named Monday. Tune in to the Reaching Zero radio program some Mondays at 9:30 p.m. only on WGXC.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts or guests alone and not those of WGXC and Wave Farm.
This is Bill Lawrence. I'm talking to you from the radio station in Hudson, New York for radio station WGXC. WGXC 90.7 FM on your radio dial. I'm here with my producer and good friend, Deborah Kamica, and we are putting on the ninth edition of The World According to Lawrence, thanks to the fine people who run the station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Just to give you some background on myself, I am Bill Lawrence. I live in the town of Cairo, New York, Greene County. I'm a Greene County legislator. I have been that for a number of years now. And when the opportunity came up for me to do a radio show, at least once a month, that's all you're going to hear. This is once a month. This is our ninth time doing it. I jumped on the chance to do so, and I want to thank Tom Rowe and Galen Hunter for giving me this opportunity, along with the Board of Directors for the radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM, for giving me the opportunity to be on the air and to express my thoughts as I see fit. And just to keep in mind that I am a Republican and I am sort of a conservative in nature when it comes to politics, but although the show has been sort of geared towards political discussion for the last 8 shows, this month we're going to take a little veer to the left and talk about ourselves and the upcoming holiday seasons. November and December are my favorite times of the year, and I like to get into the spirit of the season by sort of relaxing, sitting back, laying back, and giving some personal anecdotes and or stories about myself. And Deb, I hope, will do the same, because she's a book, a real big book of stories on her life. And to introduce her right now, Deborah Kamica, she's the librarian at the Cairo Public Library, and she'll just give you a few moments of discussion on her disclosure for the station. Deb?
Hi. Good morning to Bill's audience, Bill's world. As Bill mentioned, I work at the Cairo Public Library, and I'm also on the WGXC Radio Council. As I generally say, Bill's opinions are not necessarily my own.
Well, thank you, Deborah. Thank you for that vote of confidence. Okay. And good morning, Deb. And we're here in November, of course. And November is Thanksgiving season. Next month, we're going to do our 10th show, which will be based around a Christmas theme. And as we experiment with things that we like, we do appreciate the audience putting up with us and giving us some sort of leeway as to what we cover. Typically, if you've listened to the show, you've heard about such things as Obamacare, which is in a downward spiral right now. And I don't want to talk about it today because it would just give me agita. And we've talked about the political comings and goings of the New York State representatives, New York State governor, the gun control. all kinds of things dealing with the world in general, for example, Egypt and or the situation with the Russians taking our spy Snowden and not giving him back as we requested. All these things we've discussed, we've gone over, and well, we're just going to sort of skip over that today, and we're going to concentrate on local issues, basically two of them, Deborah Kemica and Bill Lawrence. And those are the two we're going to concentrate. As a matter of fact, I put together today, and Deborah may be doing this next month, I put together my favorite types of music, and I've got some songs we're going to play. I'll give you an idea of what I sort of participate in when I'm at home listening to the radio or my CDs or my tapes. And just in general, just to come up with the theme for today, I'm looking at the season, the end of the year, November and December, which of course for me are my favorite times of year. Not only that, but I love fall. I love the rainy type of weather that we have during November. I like snow. I like cold weather. And that's why I don't think I'll ever be one to move to Florida, because that is simply not my style. I'd rather be outside where it's cold than be able to come inside where it's warm. Just the opposite. It would be horrible for me being hot inside and outside, which I sort of have a vision of Florida as being. In any case, Thanksgiving's coming up. Many people use the month of November to give thanks for the things that they have in their life. And I'm going to start out by saying that I'm thankful to have this radio show, to have my good friend Deborah next to me talking about things that we like. And I'm just going to ask Deborah a few questions about Thanksgiving, because although it's to me a prelude to Christmas, which is the real big time of the year for everybody who celebrates that particular holiday, for us in the Lawrence household, we have a big Thanksgiving dinner at the end of November, and then, of course, it leads up to a big Christmas day on December 25th. And the reason we like it is not so much for the gifts and stuff. It's for the fact that we get our family to come to the house. We have a nice dinner, have a lot of fun talking about old times. And basically, that's the kind of nostalgia I sort of like about the holiday seasons, is talking about things that went on in the past, whether it was my parents, my kids, or myself. We get a big laugh out of some of the things that we've been through. In my case, in the 66 years I've been celebrating Christmas and Thanksgiving. But, Deb, what do you give thanks for? What's your major? You have anything major you'd like to give thanks for in November?
Well, I'm pretty happy about being a grandmother now and having a second grandchild in January. So I'm thankful and happy that that's going to be happening. And, yeah, I was just thinking about my Thanksgiving growing up. Was always my grandmother, and there would be like 20 or 25 relatives there at her house, and she'd cook this fantastic dinner. And then when she passed away, my mom would do the same. And I think growing up, I never gave much thought to the fact that this was a tremendous amount of work that my grandmother and mother were doing, and you know, almost like single-handedly. And it makes me think about a Christmas dinner that I had hosted a few years back, a lot of people not around, so it was just me and my younger sister and her boyfriend, and I attempted to make a Christmas dinner and actually botched it for three people. So how my mother and grandmother did that for, you know, 30, 40 years, I have no idea. And pulled it all. Everything would come out at the same time, and everything would be ready, whereas my dinner was, got the cranberry sauce, and I think we had potatoes, and then we got the vegetables, and at the very end, we got the turkey. It was pretty bad.
That sounds pretty exciting. As a matter of fact, very similar to my own experience, and I, too, love being a grandparent. I have two grandchildren. Well, one's married now. She's 23. The other one's 16, but grandchildren are great. You can take them in, tease them. You can spoil them rotten. And then you send them home. You don't care what happens to them after that. With my own children, of course, we try not to spoil them too much, but we did in our own way spoil them. And one of the ways we spoiled them was the holiday seasons, Thanksgiving and so on. And when I was teaching full-time, I never cared about who made the dinner as long as I got mine on Thanksgiving Day. But as I when I retired, my wife asked for help in the kitchen, and she's a great cook. I would do my share, and I hated the hot. The stove is hot, the place is stuffy, the stuff doesn't come out the way it's supposed to, and it's been a long learning curve for me to become a decent cook. although I do love cooking because it's very much like chemistry, the subject I taught, because I put together a recipe much like I would put together a chemical formula. As long as I follow the directions, it tends to work out okay. And then you can add variances to it. I'm not good at that because I have a very poor sense of smell, and I'm not sure if something's burning or not, so I'm always checking it. Maybe that's why this stuff takes so long, because I'm always opening the stove up to see if it's done. And then, of course, the temperature drops, and then we're back to where we started. But Thanksgiving Day is it's a wonderful day to just enjoy things. You don't have to worry about gifts. You don't have to worry about wrapping. You don't have to worry about decorations too much. You just sort of get together over a good meal, and you talk about things that you want to talk about with your family or friends. And we've had Thanksgivings where we've had 20 people over at the house. Those were the days when we could handle such groups, and we were quick enough to get the food on the table. And then, of course, we've had occasions where there's only been four or five of us because of circumstances that lead a family, if they've grown up, to do their own thing or to be at their own locations. For example, this year, one of my grandchildren is going to be in Colorado skiing. So she's going to miss our Thanksgiving get-together, and we're going to miss her, but we'll certainly be talking about her at the table because that will be fun in our case anyway. And what we're going to do is we're going to come back. We're going to play a little music here. This is one of my favorite singers. This is Meatloaf. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he's got a unique voice and style with music, and this is one of his best songs.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud.
Sorry, that was not Meatloaf.
I don't know who that was.
That was, I believe, that is ABBA. That's coming up next. Meatloaf is coming up right now. Maybe not. We're having a great time here. There we go. This is Meatloaf. I would do anything for love. I won't do that.
nights are cold and nice. Some nights are like nothing I've ever seen before. Will again. Maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me. No one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning, as long as your dreams are coming true, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. And I'll be there till the final act. And I would do anything for love. And I'll take the vow and seal a pact. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the fires are burning.
right, that was Meatloaf. I would do anything for love. Would you? Well, I don't know. I think for the love of a family member, you might do almost anything. But coming down to the end of the year, the fall we're presently in, the winter coming, it's sort of like the same wave of my life. I'm in sort of the fall of my life at the age of 66. And I'm beginning to become more and more nostalgic about things that happened in the past. And with, of course, Meatloaf, he has a song that sort of catches my attention, which is what I like about it. In any case, Deb and I are here. We're not going to be talking too much about politics because she and I both have had our fill of it in the last month or so. We've both been dealing with budgets, both been dealing with end-of-the-year finalizations of programs, and it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of it puts a lot of stress on us, so we're going to sort of relax, sit back, talk about things that deal with the upcoming holiday season, and play some music that I have picked out that I like a lot. Thought maybe you and the audience would like it too. If you don't like any of this, or if you want to see us do something special, you can always go to my email, wblawrence65@gmail.com, wblawrence65@gmail.com. Send me an email and tell me what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to see, what you'd like to see stopped. And we will certainly respond to that. We've used it for contests in the past, and we've gotten responses to our email or to our show, and we would like to hear what you think about the show as we go into the end of this year and begin again next year, 2014, if you can believe that. Anyway, Deb, we're back to what we're thankful for, and again, I like, we've talked about the fact that we like Thanksgiving, but let's talk about holidays in general. There are a lot of them that we have during the year. The two favorites for me, of course, Thanksgiving and Christmas, because they're so close together. However, is there another day of the year that you particularly like?
Oh, I'm a big fan of Halloween. Love Halloween.
I always hated Halloween. I don't know. Something about the fact that people trick or treating. I've not seen too much treating, but I've seen a lot of tricks in my day. And I guess, suppose, it depends on the severity of those tricks. But I've seen it mellow out in the last few years, which I've been happy about. And I like little kids dressed up. They're always so much fun. But I would think, I would thought it'd be something like Valentine's Day or...
well, yeah, I forgot about Valentine's Day.
Sure.
That's my daughter's birthday, but...
there you go.
You know, so that makes it pretty special, but...
Candy, flowers, jewelry,
yeah,
right?
Well, barring that whole stuff, you know, all of that, I still... actually like Halloween.
Okay, well...
prefer Halloween to Valentine's Day. Not that I prefer Halloween to my daughter's birthday, but to the holiday of Valentine's Day. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's kind of a manufactured holiday.
Well, I think they're all made by card companies, myself. I think Hallmark has made a business out of making holidays out of normal days of the week. And Valentine's Day, to me, was one of them. But... I do celebrate it, because if I didn't, my wife would kill me. But in any case, here we go with, because of all the special holidays of the year, here we have some music from the movie Dirty Dancing.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear, it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone. Stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, 'cause we seem to understand.
Because I had the time of
time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I hope it.
We've had the time of our lives. I think we sort of think about those occasions when we've had the time of our lives, whether they've been really, really good with a family member, or maybe so good with another friend, or maybe sometimes they've been bad, but you still remember them because something good came out of them. In any case, we are back here, and Deb and I have been talking. We thought maybe it'd be a good idea if you have a particular Christmas song you'd like to hear next month. You could let us know through the email, wblawrence65@gmail.com. Let us know what you're interested in hearing. We'll put it on the air. We'll mention your name as recommending it. And it probably will fit right in with what we're considering here, because we want to wind up the year, our 10th show for 2013, with some memories of Christmas, past and present. Maybe some discussion of what will happen in the future. But I think as we wind down the year 2013, there's a lot of good memories to be had, and I'm sure that you have many that you'd like to participate in and either recommend to us through song or through some sort of item that you've seen on the internet or on TV, and we'll go from there. But right now we're talking about things that we remember from our Thanksgiving and Christmas seasons as two adults in the Greene County area, Catskill and Cairo, and I'm sure we are not the only ones who think about such things this time of year, but basically we're looking to be thankful for the things that we've been granted through life as we approach the new seasons for 2013, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So with that, let's talk about what we're going to do for Christmas. The reason I talk about Christmas so much is because it's the one time of year where I sort of get into the holiday spirit of decorating. We were talking about a few minutes ago that Valentine's Day, Halloween, I don't do much decorating for them. But for Christmas, I used to put a lot of lights up around the house, put a little scene on top of my porch roof, which would be lit up during the night so that people could see it from the road. And, of course, my wife loves to do the tree. She will put the tree, and she will spend a lot of time doing it, so it's perfect and all. You know, symmetrical, everything is exactly the same distance away from everything else. It's really quite unique the way she does that. So I don't do much of that, but I will certainly do the share outside. And of course, when it comes to wrapping gifts, I'm pretty good at wrapping gifts. I'm better at unwrapping them, but I will wrap them and they will look decent. I'm no perfectionist when it comes to that, but I do like to do that share of the work around the house as we prepare for the Christmas season. See, Thanksgiving, you don't have that. I could help with the food, but then I could always claim I'm doing something wrong and she'll take over, which I think is always a good excuse on my part. Anyway, Deb, who does the cooking in your house?
Oh, well, since I'm the only one there.
Well, you don't,
generally me.
And you don't order it out or anything, right? No Chinese food or anything?
No. Okay. Actually, I imagine I'll visit my daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter for Christmas, and we'll probably have other family members there. So I most likely won't do any cooking.
Oh, that's even better. Yes. This year, I know my wife had she broke a rib or two. She took a fall just by bad luck. And so we're going to go down to eat at our daughter's house, and she is going to do the preparation. She is a certified cook from the culinary school in Cobleskill, so she has a lot of skill at that stuff. But she can do it. Of course, my wife will give her lots and lots of advice, just the same, anyway. But we're going to play the next song for all the women in my life, and I hope you enjoy this one from Roy Orbison.
Pretty woman, walking down the street, pretty woman. The kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy,
Pretty Woman, yes, one of my favorite songs from Roy Orbison, who was a great songwriter and singer. And we, of course, think all women are pretty in one way or another. So we hope that you are not using that as an excuse not to go out this Thanksgiving or Christmas holiday season and enjoy some either lights, parades, trees, food, or company. Now, there have been occasions when we've taken off from the cooking part of Thanksgiving. We've gone to other locations. One of those locations was the Bavarian Manor. We had Thanksgiving dinner there once. And we've tried it at other places if we've been in the city or if we've been traveling or, you know, been invited over to somebody else's house. But I always enjoy being home for Thanksgiving. And I think that's something that most people have memories of, is being home, their parents cooking, or being part of the family unit when it comes to enjoying the conversation and good times that Thanksgiving brings about. And of course, the weather is usually pretty good too. We don't have a lot of snow Thanksgiving, or we've had it on occasion where we spend a lot of time outside shoveling snow. But for the most part, most times Thanksgiving weather is pretty good. It's maybe a little rainy, a little cold, but you're not troubled by driving on the road. You're not troubled by the electricity going out and so on and so forth. Which, Christmas, on the other hand, I've had the electricity go out Christmas Day. I've had 3 feet of snow Christmas Day and had to shovel it to get our company out of my driveway and home on their own. But, Deb, have you eaten, you like Christmas? I'm sure you like Thanksgiving at home, but have you gone to any other locations for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, there was one year when my mother said, I'm not doing this year. I need a break. And we all, 25, 30 people all went out to restaurant, you know, and it was fine, it was okay, but you know, at the end of the day, we were all kind of missing mom's cooking, and you know, also you don't really get the leftovers, which you know, to me, that's part of that,
sure.
You know, those turkey sandwiches and the leftover pumpkin pie or whatever, that's all missing, so you can't prolong the holiday as well if you go out to eat.
I agree, because I also found you can't quite be yourself. You're sort of more, you're not as loud as you might be at home. You're not as boisterous or laugh too hard or,
you know,
a little bit more civilized. And I think because the people around you might think you're kind of crazy if you're laughing too much. So you tend to downplay the whole storytelling part of it. Eat your meal and get out of there and leave a tip, of course. But one of the things that Christmas brings to mind for me is the next song. It's a song by the group called Feist, F-E-I-S-T, and this was a commercial. You'll recognize the commercial maybe that it was in. My granddaughters knew that I liked this song because I would listen to it on the radio whenever it came on. I'd turn it up and tell them to be quiet, of course. And then they went on and got me the CD for it, and this is the song that they thought I liked the most of all from Feist. Here it is right now.
One, two, three, four, tell me that you love me more. Sleepless long nights, that's what my youth was for. Oh, you're changing your heart.
Okay, that was Feist. 1, 2, 3, 4. I love that song. Of course, I think it's a commercial. It's not a commercial for some sort of cell plan or a cell phone. I don't know. But if you put the right song to anything, I'll buy it. So that was the genius of marketing these days is they put popular songs to selling products, and it works. It does really work. In any case,
yeah, I don't think I know that song. It sounded sort of vaguely familiar, the first few bars, but not sure I could have placed that.
Do you watch television 10 hours a day?
No.
No, well, I do, so there you go.
There you go. No, I do have a question, though. You know, when you have your family holiday get-togethers, do you have, like, wine or beer or anything like that?
Champagne? When the kids were little, we used to get this sparkling
grape juice.
The grape juice, the apple juice, the kids love that. They thought they were getting something special. Now that they've gotten older and they can drink, we do have usually white Zinfandel or something of that nature. Just
it reminded me of a story that I was reading the other day in some news magazine. Just a little blurb about this guy whose house caught on fire, and he rescued his family and the pets and got them out safely, and then decided to go back into his house to rescue his 12-pack of beer.
My gosh. Did he? Did he do so?
Yeah, he did. I think he said something like, I thought I might need it.
Well, after a fire, I would think you might want to think along those lines, yeah. I know when I was growing up, Thanksgiving Day, it was not like it is today. You didn't buy a turkey with a pop-up timer. I was brought up on a farm, and my father did most of the cooking, most of the butchering for the turkey dinner or the Christmas dinner. We would take a turkey, and we would feed it and get it nice and fat, and then he would take care of it before the Thanksgiving Day rolled around. Those were the days that I grew up in, where you sort of produce the food of your own. He had a large garden, a lot of animals roaming, milk. We milked cows. We did haying. We took care of the horses. We had geese, Muscovy geese. Have you heard of those? And plus the regular geese, the gray geese, which are very, very nasty when you get close to them. We had goats, and we had sheep, and we had dogs and cats. And it was a regular menagerie of animals around the farm. And, of course, a lot of that was because of the upbringing of my parents. They were brought up during World War II. Well, they participated in World War II. They were brought up in the Depression area. And they took care to make sure that they had plenty of everything on hand. They were the type that never threw anything away, so you could always find something that you could use somewhere else in your lifetime. And I understood that sort of mentality because I never went through the Depression, but they certainly did, and they had a hard time doing so. World War II, a lot of scarcity of stuff. So when they got down to eating Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner, they really meant it. It was sincere. They wanted to make sure that they were thankful for the things they did have and for the things that they were going to be doing in the future. But I don't know, Deb, what was your background when you were growing up? Were you brought up on a farm?
No, actually, I didn't, but my father did. My grandparents had a farm in Cornwallville, and my father grew up on a farm, cows, chickens, pigs, the whole nine yards. And he, as a youngster, they ate a lot of chickens, you know. They had a lot of chicken, and so consequently, as an adult, he absolutely now refuses to eat chicken because he ate so much chicken, you know.
I can understand that, too.
But
yes.
You're right. You ate what you had on the farm. So they had big gardens and, you know, lots of fresh vegetables. They had a lot of fruit trees, apricot trees, apple trees, you know. So, no, I guess I'm a townie.
Yeah.
I didn't get to grow up on a farm, though. My grandparents still had it when I was really young, two or three, and my grandfather used to let me ride on the cows, so I'm told.
Well, my son was younger when he was like 5, 6, 7 years old. He would want to, and my parents certainly encouraged us to send him down to the farm for the summertime. So when school was out, we'd send him down for 30 days at a time. They would take care of him, but their taking care of him was different than ours because on our farm, which was made up, you know, many, many acres of property, you were on your own. So my son would leave in the morning and he would come back at night. They never really knew where he was, but they knew he was okay because everything was fenced in. And the neighbors at the time were very, very good. They would look out for your stuff and your children as well as their own. So he got a lot of independent thinking done while he was on the farm when he was much, much younger. And I always thought that was good for him. And I think it's good for anybody that's brought up in that kind of rural character.
It's interesting that you bring that up because I just had this same conversation with a friend of mine, Marianne Stanzione, and we were out to lunch the other day, and we were talking about how she didn't grow up on a farm either, but you know, we grew up in the country, and you know, our parents would say, you know, good morning, and you know, during the summer, and basically go out and play, and you went out and you were gone the whole day, and you came back when you were hungry. And in my case, you know, at a very young age, you know, I was going down to the stream, you know, playing in the creek by myself, and we wandered through the woods and, you know, discovered all kinds of things, you know, and yeah, I mean, I, you know, I don't think it's that, you know, it's different now. Parents, I think, are a little bit nervous about allowing the children to do that. I mean, my mother, when she was frustrated with us, would say, why don't you go out and play in traffic? Probably now that would be construed as abuse and she might get arrested.
Yeah, I would say it did me a lot of good because being on the farm, like you said, your parents would say good morning to you, they'd have breakfast, you'd go out, you'd be gone all day long, whether school or the weekend. You were going, you were playing with your friends, you were doing things on the, well, in my case, a very, very large farm. And it gave me a lot of independence, which I still, you know, appreciate today. My son is the same way. My wife, however, was brought up in Brooklyn. She was in that particular age, she was also very independent, but she learned a lot more street smarts than I did. So that when we got together, she, you know, I was the independent rural type. She was the independent city type. It was quite the meshing of characteristics. And I think it's done our children a world of good. In any case, our next song is one that I really liked. It's from Nina. I don't know if you ever heard of Nina. She was a German singer, and this is one of her songs that I really, really appreciate, and see if you do too.
Das sowas von sowas kommt.
That was, of course, not in English. I hope you recognize that was German. Nina was a German singer at the time, and 99 Luftballons was a very, very popular song at the time. So I just brought it back from the archives of the Lawrence radio section of our library, and thought I'd let you guys listen to it. All right, we are getting to the close to the end of our show. We are, of course, just taking it easy today, relaxing. Thanksgiving's going to be here in another week or so. And we would like to plan our Christmas show. If you are listening and you have a particular song you like or a particular idea you'd like to hear about, please email us at wblawrence65@gmail.com. We will be on the air next month, the third Tuesday of the month in December, and we'll be doing our first annual Christmas show, our 10th show of the year from 2013 on radio station WGXC 90.7 FM on your radio dial. All right, Deb was telling me an interesting story when she was younger. It's sort of the type of lost innocence of youth that we had when we were growing up, because today probably you wouldn't do this, but Deb, what was that? It was a good story about your greeting card sales.
Yeah, I was telling Bill, thinking about Christmas and my very first job. I was 7. We were living in the village of Athens, and I responded to an advertisement in the back of a comic book to sell greeting cards. So I sent in the application, and they sent me a booklet with samples of different greeting cards. And I actually went door-to-door by myself taking orders for the greeting cards, and would go back and send it in and collect the money, and then they would send me the cards. I would go out, I would deliver the cards, and at the end, I think the first year I made $15, which was a lot of money for that time for a 7-year-old. And then I think the second year I only made like $8 and gave up on it. The third year, I think I was maybe starting to work at a factory at that time.
And I had a very similar experience. I used to sell this healing balm when I was younger, about 10 years old, door to door. And they would send you these little canisters of this salve-like, and you would sell it $1 a can. And you'd send them their share of the money, and they trusted you to send it to them. They didn't really, you know, send the police after you if you didn't. But I was always very honest about that stuff and sent them their proper share. But today, you probably wouldn't send your kid out if they were 17 selling door-to-door these days, because I think our society has become so paranoid about the dangers lurking out there for children. And unfortunately, for Deb and I, when we were growing up, that was not quite the situation. I'm glad to say that it wasn't. All right, and now for November, we have a, I don't know if you ever heard of Guns N' Roses, but I have their song here. It's called November Rain. It's one of my favorites. And I think it fits right in with the melancholy nature that I find myself in sometimes during Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Okay, that was November Rain by Guns N' Roses, one of my favorite songs from that group. We're going to wish everybody a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And Deb, did you want to sign off for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask the listeners to stay tuned for some upcoming events that WGXC will be getting involved in, including the Winter Walk in Hudson on December 7th and Second Saturday Stroll in Catskill on the 14th. So stay tuned for those upcoming events that the radio station will be participating in and that we hope the listeners will participate in as well.